Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern and Southern Rock here on a beautiful Friday in the capital city with a very special guest in studio. I'm very pleased to introduce former LSU and MLB star Ryan Theriault, a.k.a. The Riots. Welcome to the Eagle studio, Ryan.
It's awesome to be here. It's been a while since I've been in the studio. Things have changed. It's good to see you on the other side of the mic.
Absolutely. Now, I have Matt in here with me every day.
He stinks.
And I know,
he's a liar, I know
how competitive you are, so that's why I said, hey, Ryan, why don't you come on in today, LSU Baseball Media Day. So give us your thoughts, I mean, on the 2019 LSU baseball team. I know you got some notes today.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think everybody's excited, not only here in Baton Rouge, but nationally. When you see a team that's ranked number one in so many different polls preseason, you can't help but get excited, right? The unique thing about this team, though, Michelle, is the amount of young players that are expected to make impacts. You really don't know what you're going to get with these freshmen. But I'll tell you what, on paper, these guys look very, very impressive, and so it ought to be a fun year.
That 2000 team that you were on, I mean, it just seems like LSU, the LSU baseball team, has just maintained that momentum. Do you feel a lot of that, you know, the same kind of vibe and energy and excitement from the guys?
You know, I do, and I think it started before that 2000 team. You know, I can remember being a child. I had the flat top because Ben McDonald had it. We went to Alec Box Stadium, watched Russ Johnson and Todd Walker and Ben and Albert Bell and Jeff Rebele and all these guys. I remember the names, Tookie Johnson, Armando Rios as a kid. And really it started then. It was our duty, our job as Tigers to continue that momentum. And boy, Paul's done an amazing job keeping that momentum going. Yeah, this team understands that, the tradition, the history of what's happened here in Baton Rouge in baseball. And really just added on to it. The team in 2000, like you mentioned, is so similar to this one. In 2000, you had freshmen like Mike Fontenot and Wally Poniff that were coming in and counted on to be contributors, and they did. And, you know, it's a great thing to see, and we're super excited and can't wait for the season to start.
Chatting with Ryan Theriault now on the shameless plug end of it, I know that you and Matt have a lot of exciting things that you're doing outside of just the Riot Radio Hour on AFR. So tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, all kind of fun stuff. You know, obviously with the Riot podcast that we do every Tuesday, which I don't want to say is an extension of the Riot Radio Hours, but it's a little bit more serious. We do that every Tuesday. You can catch that on the ESPN 104.5 website, as well as some things that we have planned here for the upcoming baseball season, and all the social media platforms. You know, Matt's killing it with the Morning Scone and Locked On podcast. So just a lot of different avenues to catch some good information are being put out there, and it's a really good thing.
Tigers opening up the 2019 season February 15th versus ULM. Ryan Theriault, thank you so much for being on the flagship for LSU Sports today.
No problem.
Eagle 98.1.